Friday, May 29, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Lindsay Berry. Making headlines today. On Thursday, South Africa's second largest steel producer, Highveld Steel and Vanadium, reported that it had initiated retrenchment negotiations with its unions. It expected the process would be completed within 3 months. The company gave no indication as to how many jobs might be affected. In March, Highveld indicated that it was implementing labor restructuring and reorganization, and that it had already reduced its use of external service providers. But it made its official retrenchment announcement in a statement to shareholders, in which the company also reported sharply lower earnings for the quarter ended March 31, 2009. Highveld said that the outlook for the steel market remained uncertain, and in stark contrast to its larger rival, ArcelorMittal South Africa, Highveld asserted that there was no indication as yet as to whether demand will improve or whether prices will stabilize. The first version of a draft scoping report on national oil and gas company PetroSA's proposed liquefied natural gas offloading facility at Mossel Bay in the Western Cape has identified 3 alternative locations where the facility could be constructed. The locations identified by technical services provider Oricon as part of the environmental impact assessment phase of the project included Voorbaai and 2 sites at Vleesbaai. A Vleesbaai residence organization, the Rescue Vleesbaai Action Group, however, opposes the construction of such a facility. PetroSA stated that a number of specialists would be tasked to investigate some aspects of the project because the scoping report had highlighted that an LNG offloading facility and its associated infrastructure could impact on a range of biophysical and socio-economic aspects of the environment. Further investigations in terms of the project's impact on marine ecology, societal risks, visual impacts, noise pollution, the local socio-economy, commercial fishing and recreational activities, as well as the impact of solid waste pollution and the impact of change in water temperature would be undertaken. Also making headlines, South African steel producer ArcelorMittal South Africa will produce below 65% in May, following 2 incidents at its Corex furnace. France reaffirms its support for South Africa's nuclear energy program. Construction of the critical portions of the Seacom undersea fibre optics cable is completed. And India may impose extra tax on steel imports. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.